Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Double Fudge Brownie Murder by Joanne Fluke, narrated by Suzanne Torin.
Chapter 1. It was a brisk September morning, and to say that Hannah Swenson was excited would be the understatement of the year. Not even the specter of her upcoming trial for vehicular homicide, which had been postponed again last week, could dampen her spirits. "Don't worry, Moishe," Hannah told the orange and white cat who was staring at her from the top of her dresser. "I'm only going to be gone for 3 days, and Norman should be here to pick you up any minute now. You're going to stay with Norman and Cuddles while I'm gone." Hannah smiled as she slipped off her robe and dressed in her stylish new forest green pantsuit. Some people claimed that cats didn't understand when you spoke to them, but Moishe always reacted with an excited yowl whenever she said, "Cuddles." Norman's cat was Moishe's favorite friend. Hannah admitted that she might be anthropomorphizing, but she was convinced that Moishe loved Cuddles every bit as much as her mother loved Doc Knight. Hannah slipped on her shoes and walked to the foot of the bed. Her suitcase was open on top of the bedspread, and she checked the contents again. Claire Rogers Knutson, the owner of Beaumont Fashions, the upscale dress shop right next to the Cookie Jar on Main Street, had chosen what she called a mini trousseau for each of the three Swenson sisters. It was a gift from Doc Knight, their mother's groom-to-be. Of course, Dolores had her own, much larger, bridal trousseau, which was currently stashed in the trunk of one of Cyril's...